welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today's episode is You Start Seeing Results When You Make the Difficult Choices, Fitness Edition. Welcome back. I hope you are all doing good, had a good week, and today's episode is a fitness, health, habit stacking podcast. So probably one of the my most natural areas, I would say, at this point, definitely. And so when it comes to this topic, I feel like there's so much information anyway online, and it's very difficult to see, I don't know, past all the food posts and the what you should be eating, what you should be doing for building better glutes or getting more fat loss, things like that. But I'm going to talk about a little bit of that, but more so about certain things, I guess, behind all of that, that really actually enable you to stay consistent and things like that. The title of today's show is really down to what it really takes, I guess, to really take your body and yourself to, I guess, the peak of where you can in this particular time in your life. A lot of posts, especially online these days, and I think this is why I wanted to do this podcast, are really, really misleading women. I feel like there's just a massive overload of people flowing into, I guess, directions that are way too extreme. And women being told that you don't have to do anything at all in order to, just be the best version of yourself is really not the most optimal approach to take. It's not actually very realistic. And so as much as I would love if that was true, I have to say that I know I would never have won any world titles or anything like that by just sitting down and that. And I'm definitely someone that's a very feminine girl, but I'm also aware of the certain types of goals that I have and how difficult it is to have to make some decisions and choices within those goals to make sure that you achieve them and do well and exceed and all of that in them, in your kind of day to day and week to week, lifestyle. So this is one of the podcasts that is fetched again in reality. And I know I say that a lot, but I feel like a lot of people are really lost in especially I'm only in my 30s, I'm literally only 30. No, I'm 31. But I still feel like I'm really young, inside, in terms of I haven't really changed that much mentally or physically since I was 21. So I literally remember it it was yesterday. So I'm okay, there's not that much difference. But I also do meet a lot of younger girls that are 25, under 25. And just the whole mindset of just even 5 years behind me is very different to where I was back then. And so because it's so vivid to me and how I thought and what I thought I had to do in order to achieve something or earn something or have something and almost guarantee it and have my own, not have to wait for somebody to hand me something or buy me something or get me something or allow me to win or enable me to do better in something that I was doing. I always sort of was self-reliant. And I feel because I moved overseas at the age of 18 and I did that because I really wanted to create my own life by myself. And so that was just me doing what I felt was naturally within and I went with it, even though looking back now, I'm that was probably a bit young, but look, I did it and I was actually able to learn a lot in those years because I sort of had to make things happen. And so with regards to the, with regards to having a lot of discipline and understanding what it does take to achieve certain beauty standards or certain fitness standards or certain physical goals, you do have to understand that a lot of difficult choices are going to have to be made within those kind of realms. And I do think that these days people do expect that somebody should just give them money for surgery and do what you need to do. But at the same time, you want to have yourself in a place where you actually are building your self-confidence from within. And those levels of self-confidence don't come from the end result. They actually always come from the building blocks of achieving that end result. And it's not like something that an overnight fix, even if it's possible, can really allow you to achieve, because it's not really your work and it's not really your thing, you know? It's something that you've attained by, you know, somebody else. And getting into those habits isn't always the best, because like there's definitely, that's definitely going to come to a head if you're going to apply that sort of way of getting things or doing things across all pillars of your life. And not having that self-reliability, not being proud of yourself, not being confident within yourself, and not understanding like that, and understanding and walking through a world with literally no backbone, it puts you in a very vulnerable situation. So my point of this podcast when it comes to like your fitness and your body goals is to have some patience and start to like journey focus. I know this sounds really like boring, and I know a lot of people want to attain certain things that come with having certain things, particularly when you're younger. But sometimes like you are going to meet people that aren't really like going to have your best interest at heart. And if you're in a position where you need something from someone or you have to attain something quickly, you're much more likely going to suffer consequences that later on will affect different things that are going to be important for you. So the slow road is always the better road, because you can always kind of like pick and choose what you will and won't do by simply building the person that you are over time. It's actually the most enjoyable and incredible journey. And to see yourself go from 0 to 50 to 75 to 100, and then to have to change chapters because maybe something doesn't no longer serve you, is such an incredible feeling. But knowing that you kind of like build the best parts of you from the ground upward is like something that you can always fall back on. You don't need money to attain it. Like you've already understood how to have discipline, how to have habits. And we're getting further and further away from people, you know, really requiring or learning and, you know, building their lives around structure. Nobody wants to work a 9-to-5 anymore. Nobody wants to go to uni anymore. Those things I really don't think are too bad for our psyche, because they actually help us to have consistent rhythms and flows in our life, which is super important for your fitness and your overall mental health. You will see so much more anxiety and so much more depression and so much more lack of fulfillment and lack of confidence, low self-esteem, ego moves, things like people like are unconnectable because they're all over the place. And because I'm such a structured person, based on the fact that I, you know, like I worked all of my younger years in a corporate setting up until like 2017, and you know, I was, you know, well and truly used to having a 9-to-5, a 6-to-8 or something, whatever it was. But you know, I was in a consistent structure for my whole life, and I used to work my own goals around those structures. So every day was repetitive, but in a good way, because I was able to like navigate through my year and plan for things and have that structure and have all of my body clocks in line and in sync and things. And these are really important, like being all over the place and all over the world and things like that. They're not ideal situations to be in when you're trying to learn structure, when you're trying to be consistent and you're trying to have a clear head and you're trying to plan for the future or figure out who you are or learn more about yourself. These are not ideal scenarios, like to be traveling around the world 24/7, never having to get a job. Like at some point, like it's gonna get to, you know, a place where like you're later in like life and you're gonna, you know, you're gonna wonder like how you can either maintain the level of lifestyle that you've had, because you know, if you don't have these kind of fundamentals beneath you, it's very easy for you to get into a difficult situation later that you may not really recover fully from, because you've spent your whole life so loose and so, you know, unstructured. I know it sounds in the beginning like it's really, really difficult, but difficult things get you better results long term. The reason that I don't ever struggle with sustainability and I have sheer confidence in things, even though I'm nowhere near where I pretty much could be or, you know, want to go, there's reasons why I'm in the situations that I'm in, and it's because I focus on like one or two things and I do them well over a period of time, because I'm pretty much doing majority of that myself. And I do feel like it is important to have teams around you and people that you trust and things. But I do think for your own life, like, you know, you've got to remember that everybody else has their own life as well. And I've always been, you know, I feel like I've always been like just a naturally hard worker, and I can do what I want to do and relax for a little bit. And then, you know, I'll want to like get into a purpose again, or, you know, challenge myself a little bit. And, you know, I'm okay with that. I've accepted that about myself. And I know that, like, it's not about, you know, me attaining anything, actually. It's just about like what I'm doing day to day that I'm really enjoying. And that's the reason why I'm sort of like this. And that's the reason, like, those, that having that embedded mindset is so critical, because you're seeing a lot more people lost and just like lifestyle orientated, always looking for like stimulation and to be out and with people, and you're looking for clout and just all of these things. And I'm just like, how are you not bored? Like, you can put me in a situation like that for a week and then nobody will see me for like a few months, and then that few months I am like building new, like, I'm like restructuring myself, I'm, you know, getting in my fitness in perfect order. And, you know, little things that I do is like, I have a wake up and go to bedtime. I have a minimum amount of liters of water that I drink at a certain point in time at each stage of the day, so that my body is starting to run like an engine. Like, you know, the certain types of food that I eat, I'm looking at where I'm at in life. Like, what do I want? My skin. Okay, what's good for skin? What are my current issues? What are my current beauty goals? I'm going to eat some stuff for this, and then going to look at like any processed foods that I'm having. I'm going to try and remove them, because like, it's very difficult if you're used to being at airports and if you're used to being out partying and not having fast on the go, whatever you're going to get, you're taking. And although it might not like look bad on the outside, typically on the inside, not only mentally, but inside your physical body, it is not so good either for you. In terms of health, a lot of the time you're gonna, it takes a while to appear, but you know, you're subjecting yourself to poor health. And poor health means, you know, later on poor skin, it means later on low energy, it means low vitality, it means you know, blockages, it means, you know, all sorts of gut issues. There's so many things that nutrition plays a massive factor in, and swapping countries all the time for this as well, I don't think is ideal. I know there's definitely countries that I can go to and be really optimal, and then there's some that I just don't gel with, like the foods there, or it takes my body a while. And, you know, even for me now, one of the things that I have noticed is like, I definitely work better and I am fitter when I do the difficult thing and I stay in one place. And for a lot of you, you're probably like, how's that difficult? For me, it's very difficult because I like to live in different countries for a little bit of time, but it throws my whole time zone off. It throws all of the things that make me so happy, like, not like ecstatic, but it just makes me feel so happy to be doing what I'm doing on a daily basis, that, you know, the difficult thing for me is to understand that, you know, the results actually come from being able to stick to something that has a better long-term impact for you. And so sometimes that means saying no to doing stuff. That means sometimes declining opportunities that seem great now. And then it also means, like, you know, that you're going to have to, you know, not attend, you know, certain things because you're, you know, you're going to have to make plans to attend a group class, or if there's somebody that, you know, people around you that constantly need you at breakfast or brunch, or, you know, you may have other schedules that are, you know, more important to you long term that you don't want to break. So it's really important to start structuring things in your life around your habits. And like I was saying to like some of the younger girls, like, nobody ever wants to work, but everybody loves a paycheck. And so it's really important that when you're thinking about every decision you're making in your fitness and your health goals, that it too flexible isn't really that good for you. I know that it's a big trend that you can just do what you want, live how you live, be healthy. And it majority of the time this does work for people, but if you actually really want to take yourself and your personal development and stuff to the next level, it's kind of like the little things. It's the little things that mean you don't need to like find all the shortcuts to fast track your way there and then bounce back and not be able to sustain your results. a lot of people, they shortcut things. Like they can easily lose like 10 pounds, but then like you see it all the time. Like they'll do it in ways that, you know, allow them to continue eating like their normal foods instead of actually getting the correct nutrition and understanding nutrition and getting advice from like proper nutritionists within certain realms, particularly in aesthetics. Like a lot of people, they think they can eat foods that are not, I know that they say online like it's calories that count, and it is, but there is a lot of food that is a waste of calories in my opinion that a lot of people will put in, and then they will like starve themselves, or they will use like laxatives, or they will some people obviously have like eating disorders on top of that, and using things to like, I guess, like to, how would you even say it, like to avoid having to actually make the difficult decision and eat the right thing or do the right thing, is a long-term, it's going to cause long-term problems, and it's going to make you not sustain any results. Even if you end up getting quick results or temporary results, you're going to be, there's always like a consequence to doing that that's not worth it. So building things slowly, even with surgeries, even with any kind of like, if you decide to like just not eat for like and starve yourself or do things in an unhealthy way, you lack all the most incredible benefits that would actually make you want to stay within this lifestyle. And that's the thing. These habits are only difficult in the beginning. To everyone outside of me, they're like, you are so crazy. Like you're so strict. You're so disciplined. But then to me, I'm like, I honestly don't like life feeling like everybody else does, if this is what you all feel like. I don't know, maybe it affects me differently, but I just can't live like that. Because, you know, I made a promise to myself when I was 18, and I said to myself whatever I said to myself, and those promises stuck with me, and they're still with me today. And like, I never break promises to myself, and I never have, you know, and I never will. And so when people try to like persuade me or tell me things or kind of like make it sound like I'm being difficult, I already made promises to myself when I was younger, before I even knew most of these people, that were really, really matter to my life and makes me who I am. And when you have a certain level of devotion toward what you really want to feel like and what you really want to be like, and the commitments that you make to yourself, there is only going to be a small amount of things that you're going to align with, and that's going to change as well over time. Some people can't even commit to themselves. And so you're either going to, you know, have to, you know, I guess like inspire them, or a lot of the time you are going to, within your fitness goals, within any kind of goal, within any kind of growth cycles, especially when you start to commit to yourself and you're serious about it and you literally stay devoted for years and years and years. I mean, this has been for me like, wow, like 15 years, you know, and I've never broke that promise to myself, and I never will. It just means that my tolerance for, or like my FOMO levels, whatever it might be, is significantly lower, because like before all of this, or even like my exposure, or because our world is changing so much now, I kind of already established like what was the most important to me, and I, that would never change. And so when it comes down to doing the difficult things, it meant for me that like, in order for me to focus, for whatever reason, I did need to be, you know, away from my old environment. And I'm extremely supported by my family, but at that particular time in my life, I had to literally start fresh in order to do that. And that was a massive sacrifice for me. It was a huge risk. I was terrified. I really took the most difficult route a child, I was pretty much a child, I was 18, and so like could really take. And so for me, when people try to like, you know, particularly persuade me, or you know, I have to like disconnect from friends, or you know, cut off guys or relationships, it's because I always remember that. And like, I think only somebody that really has done that can actually understand that, if you sit with them and tell them. And those are the best types of people that you want to be surrounded by, because a lot of the time, like, people don't value that, because like, they're not even prepared to do it for themselves. And that is why I'm saying, like, with this kind of mentality and doing life in this way, you're going to end up in much better relationships with much better people. Like, you're not going to be around the sort of people that are going to, like, betray you. Or yes, they might come into your life here and there, but most of your friends are going to be, like, really good. Like, you're not going to have any best friend breakups or anything. Like, you'll see all of my, like, the types of people that I choose in my life are much, very much, like, people that aren't the sort of people to, like, mess me around or be dishonest or anything like that. And they're pretty selective also, because alignment's a funny thing. Like, it, like, I always, in the beginning of my journey, pictured myself with either no one or people that I actually have in my life. But, you know, I would prefer to have the people that I have. But it all comes down to these difficult decisions. And everything started from my fitness journey, you know, and that's why I wanted to talk about how important the physical mind, body and spirit is. It's like every single time I think about every decision, I look back at the decisions I've made and the things I had to endure and do in the beginning of my fitness journey in order to achieve X, Y, and Z after. And then things, you know, that, you know, setbacks that I've had, how to overcome them so that I can get back again and do my best or better myself and just, like, constantly be looking toward my higher self for, like, that guidance. It's like you interconnect with your, the most sacred parts of you that nobody else can ever know by not having to do things quickly and not waiting for somebody to just give you something superficial. And this is where you find the most depth of love for yourself and the most trust in yourself. And when you really make a commitment or a promise, you know that you can keep it because you've already proven to yourself for X amount of years. These days, that is just impossible almost to find. People want shortcuts. People want, you know, egotistical goals. Like, and I think all of that is so fine and really exciting. But if you don't also have layers underneath that, it becomes very empty and extremely unsustainable. And so that is why, like, when it comes to, like, yourself, like, in the initial phases of your goal setting and, like, just little habits that you can be stacking that are tied to something that really makes you unshaken and unmovable when it comes to being persuaded or being told, like, that this is wrong or whatever, and bending yourself, it's about that initial day one commitment and to then make an oath to yourself that, like, you can't break this under any circumstances. And in certain circumstances, you would have already established, like, what you can do to bend things. But it's really important for you to have that level of clarity and just know what you're really on, like, what you're really getting, because life is a journey and you want to make sure that you get to know the girl that's in the journey, because there are so many parts of you within that you actually don't know are there until you set yourself some real challenges and some real goals and to start to, you know, achieve things that actually really make you happy. I think that, you know, with so much of the content today, you know, it's like women are so blessed and so divine that we can have anything materially, basically, that we want pretty much at the snap of our fingers, like, tomorrow. But I don't think that's always the route you should take, like, the only route you should take. I think you should take that because it's our divine right. But I also do strongly believe that it's important to know your higher self. It's important to endure things by yourself, to become self-sufficient, to understand, like, what your capability is. Because, like, seriously, like, you don't want to be that girl that's like, oh, I don't know if I can, or just, like, not confident and just, like, because, you know, things can fall apart, you know, someone can take back something from you. Like, I don't know. I've seen it so much and I just seen people, like, crumble and fall and, like, that's kind of like the end of it until, like, you know, they get maybe lucky again. It's just, like, so reliant on external circumstances. And I just find that such a desperate situation to be in, you know, and you want to make sure that, you know, imagine you were a little girl that you had, like, you were your own daughter. You never would want to see that kind of situation occur. You'd want her to be thriving. And that's exactly why I'm saying like what I'm saying. Sometimes it's just better to also have like a back, like a fallback, like always, and to never sort of give up on making sure that you're, you know, actually optimal within yourself and within different things that you want to pursue. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that like it has to be like you beating another sex or anything or whatever. I just think that you've only really got you in this life, and you know, the pace of which and the things and the happenings of your life, you know, should be ultimately up to you. And waiting on other people or, you know, not making those difficult decisions to get the results that you want, you know, in the timely manner that you want and in a way that's going to be sustainable, in a way that you can look people in the eye and sit at a table and explain like how you've done certain things and be proud of those things is really important. Like, I don't really know, you know, how we've gotten to a point at the moment where people have a lot of ego, but like, no pride. I don't know. It's just so, everything is just super like, it's sort of like everything kind of conflicts. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. And so I know that like the side, like the aftermath of that, like coming out of 20s, 30s, 40s, later in life, there's going to be a lot of people soul searching so late, because of the fast paced superficiality and the quick fixing. It's just like at some point, like humans are going to need meaning, everyone, female or male. And it's just like it's so much more optimal and much more brighter, and you're much more confident and less attached as well, which is so important and so good to be detached from whatever's going on around you, because you're already in your own lane, in your own journey. You're doing your own thing. You're happy for others, but you don't really want to compete with them. You don't have that desire because you've already established like what you're doing. You're already sure of yourself, you know? And that's the kind of people that I want on my podcast. Those are the kind of like, that's my community. And so I hope this helped you to, yeah, feel like, I don't know, just maybe like not feel so like much pressure on yourself, and to, instead of wanting everything on the outside to be a certain way today, to focus and hone in, because I definitely see like the benefits now. I'm so glad. And keep your youth in youth for as long as you can. Like, you can't actually go back. So if you're going to be a bit immature and not like, yeah, like just like be in your youth if you're really young. Don't try to grow up too fast. I remember my mom always used to say that to me, but it is true. Like, and I did definitely stay in my youth for a very, very long time, which is probably why like I only really feel like I'm actually growing up now. Like I feel like I'm only going into like certain energies that I haven't really tapped into before, certain elements of myself that I didn't really feel the need to tap into when I was younger. And it's kind of exciting that I have so much more to go. And even like later in life, you know, in the next 10-year bracket, I know there's always going to be so much I have to do. I would never want to get to the end of the road and think, wow, like what now? I've done that. Like, there's only so much you can extract out of kind of like each part of life. And if you get everything too easy, sometimes it's like a punishment, I believe, from the universe, so that God can like show you all the things you're losing. And sometimes God gives people things really quickly and easily only to take them back. And then you've actually got something to lose. Whereas if you actually grow things slow and steady, you get things bit by bit. You're always kind of like getting better. And there's not like a whole heap of things that aren't irreplaceable, or like if a surgery, you know, whatever, like you, like it's not so drastic that, you know, if you lost everything, you can't recover. Like, it's life ending instead of like, and that's why it's so important to kind of like do things at a good pace, because anything quick is always going to have like an either really, like for some people, they can really navigate that, but then most people can't, you know? And that's why I think this is the route that will lead to a lot of inner contentment, confidence, and just like, you just feel so good about yourself. Like, you just like know that, you know, I'm saying no to all of this so that I can do this and I can be that. And it takes, and then only you know what it will take to be you. It's kind of impossible to, like, yeah, it's kind of impossible for you to, like, compare yourself when you've given 100% of your effort and your focus and said no to all of the things that most people say yes to for so long, and until you really got there in a way that was sustainable. And I think there's nothing more interesting than that. So if you're one of those girlies that was struggling with motivation or just like making difficult decisions, then I hope this helped. Bye.